Hi, welcome to the 5 Minute Shift. I'm mom coach Stephanie Rosenfield, bringing you another quick tip for you to feel better in your momming today. If you have really stressful mornings with young kids, I'm talking toddler age, elementary school, heck, even middle school, today's episode is for you. If you feel like once you drop your kids off at school or leave the house, you breathe this deep sigh of relief because you've just felt so overwhelmed and stressed by the lack of listening and cooperation, I am going to help you today by giving you one simple tip to implement that will change the course of your entire morning. This is something that I used as a pediatric speech therapist when I would go into families' homes of really young kids. I'm talking ages birth to three, and parents would tell me how stressful mornings were. It's also something I used as a speech therapist working in school districts when I would meet the parents and they would tell me what was really tricky and they would tell me all about their stressful mornings. This is one tip I would give to them. And then once I became a parent and actually experienced it myself, that stress and that overwhelm of the morning routine, I was able to use this strategy to help make the mornings go a little bit smoother. And it is this: keep the kids in one place as much as you can. Meaning, once they go downstairs in the kitchen, keep them there. Do as much as you can upstairs before going downstairs. Going from one place to another, also called a transition, is really tricky for kids. It makes sense that it feels frustrating to you that your kids can't do something that seems so simple and so routine. But in actuality, it is developmentally appropriate for transitions to be hard for kids, especially if they're going from something that is preferred to something that is not preferred or tricky. So if they're downstairs eating in their pajamas, hanging out and playing, it makes sense that transitioning to something that is not preferred, like getting dressed or brushing their teeth, is difficult for them. Or that in actuality, the command or the request, which again seems so routine and easy, get dressed and brush your teeth, is actually tricky. It is multi-step. It requires executive functioning and planning. What am I going to wear? What's the weather outside? What do I need? Shirt, pants, underwear. Again, things for us that may be easy to work through. Again, even myself, I stand in my closet and I'm like, what am I going to wear today? So there are two reasons it may be tricky for them is because one, it's not preferred and it's a complex direction. So what can we do? We can decrease the amount of transitions by one, having them get dressed, brush your teeth, do those things upstairs, or two, bring those things downstairs. So the takeaway from today and the one thing I want you to try tomorrow to make your morning smoother is to keep your kids in one place for as long as possible. Once you go downstairs, stay there. And I can't wait to hear how this works for you. Okay, so if you want to take this all a step further and gain insights that are specific to you and your family, that's exactly what I do with my one-on-one mom coaching clients. You can sign up for a complimentary consult call to learn how coaching can help you and your family. Go to StephanieRCoaching.com/consult to sign up.